Blog Talk Radio.
With the Love Channel. I want to welcome you on the air with me tonight, and I'm hoping that people will sign on tonight either through the chat room, which could be easily accessible through the page. Once you link to the Blog Talk Radio with Insights Radio is what it is, and the Love Channel, you'll be able to scroll down to the bottom and then just join the chat, or call me with questions or comments. I extended the show. I had really strong guidance that that's what I was to do because I guess I have a lot to teach myself tonight and I have to listen to myself out loud. The number here to call in the event that you want to call and ask a question, or I'm going to try to find it again. I should know it by heart, but I don't, so I'm going to have to find it. Actually, when you sign on to my Facebook, if that's where you found it, you'll see it's right on any one of my Facebooks. Or let me just go there now and get it. But in the meantime, I just want to say that what I do here is really about me awakening the love I am in every moment and sharing it with my world. And I feel that when I come into this arena, I'm really just a channel for that which wants to come through me, the lover of all, or I would call the giver of all, that I have a personal relationship with. And it gives me everything I need in every moment to be wholly one with love. And if I lose sight, I just get the nudge and I go back. So the number here is 646-595-3440, and I'll be on till 1:30 a.m. this morning talking about what I've come to realize and just sharing what wants to come through me. The first thing I want to start with was an apology to Dr. Bruce Lipton, because as I was talking about his wonderful book last week, what I did was I misnamed one of them, and that was the second book, which was called Spontaneous Evolution. And I was saying it was consciousness, but it's really Spontaneous Evolution. And just, again, advising anyone who's listening that, you know, believes that they are the maker of their reality and basically how to stay in conscious mind, to read the Biology of Belief or the which he calls his really trilogy. It's three books, and the Biology of Belief is about loving thyself. And the second one is the Spontaneous Evolution, which he says is the universal connection with love. And then the third one, which I began but I haven't continued yet, is the wonderful little book, The Honeymoon Effect, How to Live Heaven on Earth, which is what I've been writing about and teaching for the last 20 years. So I really feel a deep connection with what he's come to share. So that's what I wanted to say firstly. And then I wanted to really kind of celebrate my week because it's been really an amazing week. I've had different things occur that I thought were just magnificent. And one was the fact that my little grandson was 8 years old yesterday and I was invited to dinner and we celebrated and to sit with this little aspect of the one, the little one, little Johnny, and see how beautiful this spirit is, that I've come to realize that my family, my boys, and their, my little boy Johnny and his stepbrothers, Austin and Brandon, and my first grandson, Zachary, four absolutely beautiful aspects of my heart, so full of love, such gentle men. And I really feel blessed to have that. So the party was wonderful. And then I guess, I don't know if I mentioned on the show, I don't think it happened. And I think it happened last week and I probably after the show. But my younger son and his wife, Sam, are about to have a baby in January of next year. They just heard that they're going to have the baby. So they're pregnant. And I assume because I picked up a sign in a store the other day with the baby's name because they were trying to get pregnant. And the baby's name is Olivia, and I bent down and I picked up the sign and it said Olivia, and I immediately texted them and they said, well, we're not pregnant. And I said, well, you know what, I think you are. And 3 days later I got a call that they were, so I'm assuming it's Olivia. And I don't have any girls, I have all boys, so I'm really jazzed. And, you know, again, I'm hoping they're going to have two, a boy and a girl, and because I love it. You know, I love babies, and I love the fact that my baby's having a baby. And actually on the way out this evening, which is another beautiful moment I want to share in just a minute, I had this remembrance of my ex-husband, my second husband, which was my baby's dad. And he was coming to me, and I realized that that baby that's in my daughter-in-law's, you know, belly, so to speak, is a product of the love that him and I shared. And it was a 19-year romance, and it was a beautiful, beautiful evolution of love. And when it ended in respect and love. And I just want to, you know, congratulate him. I haven't had a chance to see him yet or discuss it with him, but what a beautiful metaphor for love united, you know, to see your child born through that union, and now their child, his child, my son's child, being born through that love relationship, which is all a product of me. And I always say that because I really believe that everything in my perceptual reality is a perfect reflection of what I have been, what I am, and what I am capable of being. And I say that for everyone because I believe that we get an opportunity 24/7 to watch as we see the world performing for us and showing us the fruits of our very own labor, you know, that we actually see in every moment what we feel. And somebody shared that the other day with me that I think it was an inspiration on the internet that the best way to teach is to model. And there is no other teaching to do because what we assume we are, we resonate in. And that resonation or that light or that sound, that toned sound of being becomes, you know, evident in our world. So that's, you know, basically what we feel is what we see. And so, again, I congratulate my son and daughter-in-law and know that their love will be carried through them into the spirit that's being born through them as their child. So I really feel blessed. And then tonight I had another beautiful moment with a little angel that I know, I guess, probably for the last maybe 15 years, little Kenson Frank, who I was very close to his daddy. His daddy passed back in January. And Kenson's living with his sister, Susie, now, and his brother-in-law, Jeff, and his mom in Atlanta, and they came to visit tonight, and I had an opportunity to share a moment with this little beautiful angel that I love with all my heart, and it was a wonderful celebration because in the Barnes & Noble that I tend to frequently visit, there was a couple that I haven't seen for years, Florence and Bob, and they loved Kenton, and they didn't know he was going to be there. We didn't know they were going to be there, so it was a beautiful moment to watch as we all came together for Kenton tonight. And there were other people, Gary and Clarice and Daniel. Everybody was celebrating Kenton tonight. It was so divine. So that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit, and then also talk about what I've decided to do, and that was about a week ago. I decided to just let go of what was. Because in that mindset, I was finding myself being caught in old belief systems. And of course, when Bruce Lipton comes in your life, and we, you know, for me, he comes in over and over again. Every time I think of unconscious or subconscious mind, I hook up with Bruce, and he's either have a new book, YouTube, or whatever that reminds me that I need to stay present with love in order to see change in my life. So I decided I'm going to let go of what was. And with that, it was very interesting because I guess maybe 15 hours after I said that, my laptop that has most of my writings on it and most of my recordings on it, books on it, died. And then shortly after, the phone that I've had for the last year and a half, I usually change my number often, maybe a couple of times a year because it's an old energy. So that died. I mean, completely died. It wouldn't charge. And so that number is kind of in limbo right now. I had to assume another line. And so I really am in the new. With that, I'm seeing the effects of the old show up. I'm seeing people, places, and things that I haven't seen for many years. Or one person in particular. So, yes, I haven't seen for a couple of years. And he showed up in the distance. And it was interesting to see that he didn't look the same as when I first met him, and he was frail and a little bit sickly in energy, and I was, wow, that's not cool. You know, I'm about love. Anyway, so what I'm doing tonight really basically is talking about, as I always do, love in the highest and how to bring ourselves to a state of bliss or ananda, satchitananda, the consciousness and the dedication to bliss. And I opened up to the book that I've been kind of referring to that I haven't really read, but I keep finding it, and it's The Power of Unconditional Love by Ken Keyes, Jr. And the section that I opened up to is about, it says, the opportunity to live in physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual intimacy with another human being is one of the life's greatest gifts. For me, that's the only dream I've ever had, really. To be in love in the body to share my life with another, and I've had the opportunity to do it with a few different men in total relationships, and it's been divine, because I really feel that they all were there to teach me about myself in the moment, who I was, what I was feeling about me, and it was beautiful. And I always try to pay homage to all of them, because they all came through me at the right time. As a matter of fact, I believe that we give birth to everything, and that we accept what, for me, I accepted from the time as a little girl exactly what I was told from this voice within me, and I never went wrong. It was just amazing that I was always given what I needed in every moment. And so when these relationships showed up, they were all about love in the highest, at the level that I was at, you know. And recently I find myself very much alone and not in relationship. For the last week or two, the decision that had to be made, because it's just the way it is. And so when I hear that the greatest gift that we can give ourselves is to receive the full Monty, as I would call it, the full experience of the touch, the feel, the smell, the taste, the essence of being in love with another perceptual body, and embracing that, and being in a holy reunion. Oh, I call it a holy union, but my book is the Twin Soul Reunion book, and that book's about to be finished, and I keep thinking and feeling about it, because I really don't know how to end that last chapter yet. I don't know how this book is supposed to completely evolve to make it perfectly complete within myself and out pictured through the words that came through me, and now the last chapter. Anyway, so for me to realize that the only true way to realize the perfect relation outside of me is to feel it within me, to know it without a shadow of a doubt, and to know that when you're in that relationship, there's no compromise. It is so perfectly designed by you, through you, from the giver of all. Because you assume it, and there it is, and that's what I did with my three marriages. I assumed it, there it was, and I lived it out until it wasn't really anymore. And now, again, I'm alone, and I really feel that I'm alone because I have to remember what it was like to be completely loved by God. And perhaps that embracing for the last 5 years will be the one that knocks on my door and says, yeah, it's time. Or it'll just be me, maybe. It just goes into infinity and love. I don't know. Anyway, I have a caller, and I think it's Jordy, and I hope it's Jordy. I'm going to pick it up and see what's going on. Hold on 1 second, Jordy. Hello?
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 Hey, this is Big Bubba. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm just kidding. It's Jordy.
You sounded really freaking good. I mean, I actually thought it was somebody else. Oh, my God.
Oh, you want
that
me to just talk in this voice?
How are you doing?
I can talk in this voice all night if you want.
And no, I don't really care for it. I don't want to be in judgment or anything, but I'm actually
very good. I'm very, very good at different voices, actually, believe it or not. I can't sing at all, but I can make up different tones of and I have different ways of speaking. I don't know. It's just something my brain's very good at.
My last husband,
anyways,
when I was talking about earlier, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? All right. My last husband who I was talking about, the second husband, was the world's greatest impersonator and comedian. So, I mean, I've had that in my life. And my father's a frustrated impersonator, so it's really cool. And my best girlfriend is an impersonator. So it's how could you not be, you know? Anyway, so what's going on with you?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, there was three things. I only remember two of them because I was waiting for you to finish your beautiful speech, and I couldn't remember one of the things. But one of the things is giving birth. And dealing with getting back the love you're talking about is, you know, you're talking about getting it from another person, but don't forget you get that back from your creations fully just as much if you're an artist. You know, your
without
art gives
doubt.
You back just as much as take it from me. I mean, it rivals, to be honest with you. And I've had, just like you, you know, a few lovers that are, you know, But the art is always there, like forever. I mean, you're talking about eternal. Once you have engaged in creation with existence and God itself, and you have that as something that's flowed through you, you know, that is an eternal moment. I mean, you realize that when you're in the act of creation, you actually realize that the feeling you're feeling is love, it's life, and you're also fully aware that it's fully coming from you and in a singular physical sense, so it's easier to understand that your, you know, experience or your creation, connection, I mean, to life itself, which is everyone. And it weeds out the little ego boost feeling of, oh, this one person is, quote, giving me that feeling. You can't say that because that one person's not there. It's you and life and life. And the other thing, the other point, because I forget things. I'm on the verge of forgetting it already. Ah, shoot. What was the last thing you were talking about?
Sorry. I was talking about the fact.
Yeah.
I was saying three things. Yeah. One was finishing the book.
Yes, that was it. That was finishing. I have the perfect way for you. Anybody really, if you want to make a book that is truly a reflection of the eternal moment, right? A feeling of something that has a circular no end and no beginning. There's a way you can do it in words, and it just came to me when I was listening to you, and it's never been done as far as I know, and this is something that could totally be done. It could, and it's not even difficult. It's actually very literal. If you found a way in the words you were using to have the same, like almost I would say the whole chapter, but it could be down to a few pages, but the last couple of pages or the last chapter, however you want to do it, would be literally word for word the first chapter. But it would be completely different because the words you used in the beginning, which led up into the book, as you went through the journey of the book, which is, of course, you're reflecting on the eternal singular moment, you know, without time, and keeping us on the same track of understanding that we're in one moment that's actually... it's always changing and never changing simultaneously, you know, pure love. Mm-hmm. If you were able to lead that into the same words, now you could boil this down to a single paragraph even. The point is, word for word, no special treatment whatsoever, treat the words the same. Allow the words to lead the reader right back to the beginning to experience the same journey. Eternal, you know? It's just an option,
beautiful.
Just a thought.
I co-wrote a book with my third husband called Towering Angels, and it was the possibility of an angelic interference pattern in the 9/11 situation. He did most of the research. He did a lot of the actual storyline, but I really helped very much so with the characterization, which is what I'm really good at because I'm a director for years. And we started the book that way. We started the book with the ending. And mm-hmm. It was profound. It's the most beautiful book, and we also have a screenplay of it. But the fact is that that's beautiful, Jordy, and I think it really is the answer I was looking for. So I thank you so much for that. I mean, I really can see it now. Thank you. And I do agree with you 100% that creation is about God being realized through me. And it may not be a lover. It may be a work of art. It may be a composer. A garden in my yard. It may be anything. When I am in that state of remembrance that God is, I am, I'm telling you that time collapses. I have no concept of time. I don't have any concept of needing to eat. I'm not hungry. You know, I just am so fulfilled when I'm in that state. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me that it's not necessarily about another body. It is just the state of realizing that I am creation itself, you know.
Mm-hmm. It literally is. Oh. I mean, you know, you are only experiencing your own self and those that are part of who we are, but you're never experiencing someone else. You're only ever experiencing you. So just never, ever forget that. And never feel alone because you're never, ever any more alone than you ever were. regardless of your proximity to another physical being, you're never any more or less alone. That feeling is purely within your brain cells bouncing around looking for stimuli, you know? And all you have to do is allow yourself to feel beyond your body to understand that you're not alone. I mean, look around, look at the universe around us, for God's sakes, you know? I mean, look at it. I mean, how can we possibly say we're alone?
You know, it's like the body who's been with a man most of her life. I mean, since I'm 19, I've never ever, 18, I've never not, 17, I have never not been with a man. And it's like, I don't touch myself the same, you know, I don't kiss myself the same. And it's the ego that says, but then when I go into I do this, and this is freaky, this is going to freak you out, or maybe it won't. I really go into the mindset to put that body in my mind and know it's just a mindset in me, and I have him or it or whatever absolutely where I am realizing him to be, and not even, he's got no control. They have no, the art, when it's realized, has no control. The palette and the canvas absolutely have no control. It just is the recipient of God himself.
You know, it's amazing. Not to change the subject, but this year has been wonderfully successful for me in every possible way, and mostly just in my ability to simply realize, you know, everything, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
But a lot of it has to do with I just fully come to realize that, and this is just an example, that it always pops into my head, whatever I'm going to say after you finish talking is always a result of what you're saying. So what you just said, in my words, is I go out here and pick up a rock, and I hold this rock in my hand, right, for a little while, or even for a second, right? And I have... Mm-hmm. I thought of pure love upon this rock, right? I cradle this rock. I invest in this rock the most love I can ever invest in anything. The same love I invest in a single brush stroke on the surface, right? But now I'm just investing only my feeling and my attention. This rock has now received my attention, right? That rock is now the most impressive, beautiful creation on the planet, as much as it could ever be, as much as it always was. I've just simply come to realize it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've just come to realize it. So when I realize that rock, and I realize the rock's value, the point being, I can go out now and I can say to anyone I want, this rock is priceless, but I'm going to give this rock to you. This is the most priceless possession on the earth. And I mean it. And coming from me, because I believe in that realization, that is a reality. And if the person that I hand that rock to understands and values the realization of the value of life, then that rock will also be just as valuable to them, priceless. They just have to simply realize it. And this is how all of life is. You only have to realize. Just realize it.
Right.
Realize the reality. Realize the reality. That's what we do. That's what our reality is. It's whatever that we realize it is. Realize is a verb.
Yeah, is God realization for me is the case in every moment. I mean, I truly, when I say this and I mean this from my heart, when I was driving and I got the realization that my baby that's being born through my daughter-in-law is a product of the man I was in love with. I always will be, always have been, and it'll never end. And that's every man I was with, every relationship that I have, and everything I touch, like you say, is a product of the God I am, realized or not. But to pay homage to everything, and I got it, and the tears are coming down my face that this baby is being born through our love. And just because we're not in body together doesn't mean that that baby is any less of us, you know? And
everything
that's what happens with you in your art,
wrong.
You know? That happens with you in your art. All of a sudden, God embraces you with its gift of art, and all of a sudden you assume it, and there it is. And even if you never see that art again, that art is of you and God. It's a masterpiece, you know?
You know,
and that's
the only thing
every
I
breath
would,
we take.
And I just wanted to say one thing. When you use your verbs, because, you know, language is one of the keys we use to unlock the pathways that allow us to have the enlightenment, when you use the words, instead of saying, you say you got the realization, that implies that it was already there and someone gave it to you, right? Or life gave it to you, or something gave it to you. Remember, the reality is that you had the realization. You had it already, and you realized it. You know what I mean? You didn't give it. No one gave it to you. Life didn't give it to you. You already had it, and you just decided to have it. You had the realization. You had it.
I live in that mindset that I know that everything that is always was and always will be. And it's just like you said, the realization of it, the absolute awakening to it that brings it forth, but it wasn't anywhere. It was always there. It wasn't anywhere away from me. It was always there. And so I live in that mindset knowing, I tell you, when I wake up in the morning and I get dressed and I put my makeup and I put my clothes, I really feel like the most beautiful woman on the planet. And it has nothing to do with the physical. I feel so self-loving. I feel like that the Heavenly Father is not only my Father, but it's my lover. And it bestows upon me that which I need in me to remember the brilliance I am as the recipient of God. It's just, it's mind-boggling that I can cry when I wake up and I look in the mirror and I put it and take my shower. And it's not about the physical. It's a remembrance that I am one with absolute infinite love. You know?
I have a quote, you know, that I'd like to read from a book. I have to pull it up, though, on my phone here because it was something somebody texted me today, but it's remarkably appropriate. It was actually by a young lady by the name of Brianna, and she's a very wise, amazingly wise young lady. I can't even imagine how she's been so gifted, so young, to be able to have such enlightenment. But she keeps on impressing me. So it actually it should be right here. Let me just pull this up here. I have to find it, of course. You know how it is with these phones these days.
Yeah.
They have everything in them. And
while you're finding that, let me just say there is somebody else on hold. And if you want to speak with us, you certainly can. But just give us a few minutes, okay? Thank you for holding. Oh. Okay, Jordan.
Okay, I have it right here. It's actually called The Four Agreements is the name of the book, The Four Agreements. I guess the author's name is Don Miguel Ruiz. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah. You have?
That's one of the gifts I gave my oldest son when it first came out,
No kidding. Wonderful. Well, I just got this. She actually sent me a picture from one of the pages, so I'll read it to you. It's just a quick paragraph. Okay, this is the paragraph. All of humanity is searching for truth, justice, and beauty. We are on an eternal search for the truth because we only believe in the lies we have stored in our mind. We are searching for justice because in the belief system we have, there is no justice. We search for beauty because it doesn't matter how beautiful a person is, we don't believe that person has beauty. We keep searching and searching when everything is already within us. There is no truth to find. Wherever we turn our heads, all we see is the truth. But with the agreements and beliefs we have stored in our mind, we have no eyes for this truth. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and he has another book I have to tell you. It's called Mastery of Love. It's one of the most beautiful books ever written. You know, again, my path has been a very long time dedicated to spirituality. And, you know, I have read everything, but I really came to realize mostly that everything that I was reading was just confirming where I was in the moment and realizing that knowledge was always in me. So I don't see really another person, body, mind, or spirit as anything but a reflection of where I am, especially with my little boys. I mean, if you met my kids, like you said, you feel like you're related. I mean, they are the most beautiful men I've ever met in my life. They are so full of love and caring. And, you know, so I know that that's the fruits of my labor. And then tonight with all these people that showed up for little Kenson, and I'm saying to myself, this didn't happen by chance. Everyone sitting at this table is a product of me receiving, allowing what desire to be made known through me and me opening my eyes wide. And there they are. And they're all absolute angels. you know. And so for me to keep reminding myself in every moment that everything I'm seeing is simply what I'm, like you said, realizing was always there. But I'm seeing
it
with new eyes. And, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was the thought that I mean, that was the actual thing I awoke to. I opened up my eyes, I look in my phone, and here's this wonderful excerpt just waiting for me. And it wasn't exactly necessarily the words that the author had written as much as they were wonderful truth and wonderful that he had written them. I was more impressed and just so thrilled that the friend had actually thought of me and that she'd been reading it.
Right.
You know, she's very young, like 19. And it was just thrilling to me that that's something that she would have thought to send me first thing in the morning. You know what I mean? I mean, wow. I mean, that's just wonderful.
And you gave it to yourself because really it's only you allowing what wants to come through to come through. And so you give it to this beautiful young lady to give back to you because for some reason received through another is much more appealing or even, you know, much more well-received. Like you said earlier, it really is only about me receiving the knowledge that desires to come through. And I put it in fancy plates and I put it in beautiful covers and I put it in, you know, whatever. But the reality is it's always there. It's always
mm-hmm.
there. And that's why when mm-hmm. I do this show, I'm talking out loud. I'm just allowing God through. But there's nothing new, you know.
You know, every time we have these conversations, yeah, these conversations are amazing. I mean, I'm actually kind of excited to hear what your other callers have to say because, you know, we do really well at this. But I'd love to see what the other voices that come through on the line can add to all of this, you know.
Now, what, that lady or whoever that was just hung up. But there's another woman I'm trying to get on here because she's really having trouble with her body. And I know that, you know, it's a part of me that I can help move through it, and she's resisting a little bit. There is somebody on the chat line. There are a few people on the chat line. Is there something you'd like to ask or share or, you know, a comment, an inspiration? Please feel free. But anyway, so the point is for me, I decided to do the show for another half an hour and a half rather than just the hour, because when I do the hour, it's like, when I used to be in theater, you know, you do the play for 4 months and then you're like, oh my God, I just got it. Now I got to give it up. And that's how I feel, because when I go through the whole hour, I really start feeling the clear channel. And as soon as the clear channel is just there, I got to hang up, you know? So I said, you know what? I'm going to just let it flow tonight, whatever wants to come through. I'm a gifted healer, and I don't want to even say the word healing because it's so stupid. There's nothing to heal. But I am, and I have been for the last 20 years, I have the ability to help people absolutely, you know, go back to God. And so I always invite people, if they have a physical issue, emotional issue, whatever it is, because it's just an aspect of me that I can't see out picture that I need to, you know, just tweak slightly. So I always invite that in. And whoever the live listeners are, please feel free to, you know, call in or just ask questions on the chat. Or even if it's an archived listener, feel free to write me at anandaoflove@aol.com with any questions or comments or concerns you might have. The world is pretty interesting right now, Jordy, isn't it? Are you noticing it's a very interesting place?
Who, me? Noticing things about the world? No. When do I do that? Well, I mean, I have been uplifted lately to see what little bit I've heard about what's going on out there in Turkey. That's been pretty cool, you know, 100,000 people all marching on, I believe it's the capital, you know, that, I mean, I know the government's all hitting them with tear gas and whatnot, and bunch of government idiots, but you know, the people are able to come out and make their point clear. I mean, they don't want to go back to having less freedom, and that's wonderful. I mean, that's just so wonderful to see that. I mean, just to see 100,000 people come.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no! What am I noticing? What am I noticing?
Are you noticing that there is, like, everything is being revealed? I mean, people are actually, like, taking the covers off. They're, you know, they're opening the doors. They're just, like, everything's being revealed.
Yeah.
Can't hide anymore, you know? It's pretty cool.
Right. Everything's being revealed. Exactly. Everything's being revealed. parties are being broken down and we're no longer, I mean, I'm under absolutely no, I used to think, you know, oh, the Conservative Party, because they support business, they're the responsible party and whatnot. Now I realize, no, not really, because when the businesses get too large, then they just buy the government. I mean, that's stupid. That's ridiculous. That's a stupid use for your money. Oh, I'm going to control the government now so the government can control my food so that nobody else can grow food in their backyard because why? Oh, because it takes dollar bills out of Frito-Lay's pocket. I mean, that's stupid. You know what I mean? And then they want to force all the pesticides into the corn so that the poor little piggies and whatnot have all their little illnesses and grow all their tumors and cancer. And then they want to feed the pesticide corn to us in the corn chips. And then they want to arrest us if we grow a garden in our backyard and try to sell the fresh vegetables. I mean, really? You know, so that's the conservatives.
Right, so.
You know, I could go on and on. But, yeah, no, you're right. Everything's being revealed. And,
but with that in mind, you know, what I realize, and you got to realize it because, you know, too much not to realize it, that this is all just a drama. It's just a dream because, in truth, I can reset my broken ankle. I can configure my finger to not be severed anymore. I mean, I've done this stuff. I have taken a love that was horrible and brought it back to life again. I have brought people that were dead back to life again, just like Jesus. Because when I come from a place of knowing that God is everything, all I need to do is remember that. And I wanted to do that. And, you know, maybe you should, this would be good for you because I don't think you've ever tapped into this, but it's really cool. I teach A Course in Miracles, which is really a book that I opened up to back in 1995, which is the most beautiful book I've ever read. And it was my life, so I just started teaching it. I didn't even know I was teaching it until somebody told me, you're teaching A Course in Miracles. And so every day I do a paragraph from the text, and I do my own commentary. And so this is what came through today, and this is really powerful. I really think you're going to dig it. So just hold on for one second. Let me just pull it up. And,
okay. You
know, basically what it is just saying that, you know, there's nothing to do but just basically remember. Remember what? Remember that God is, you know? And we don't have to get complicated. We don't have to attack anybody. We don't have to call anybody names because, in truth, it's only us making believe
right. We're
not it.
No, you're
no
right.
One,
you're right. It's only the ego that makes us use slanderous terms.
So that's what, you know, in the Course in Miracles, the ego is Satan. Fear is of the ego. Love is from God. You know, it is only one truth, and it's love, and everything else is an illusion, and that's the, you know, what people would call the Satan aspect or fear or darkness or evil. But anyway, so this is the page I opened up to it, and, oh, come on, I keep opening up to every other page, but that, come on, I'm giving myself a hard time.
I had a thought recently. My thought, it's very simple. It was just a one-line thought. My thought was that the ego is the greatest enemy of civilization because the ego is the only thing that keeps people wanting to have one be better than the other. You remove the ego and there's no longer any enemy to civilization and people all rising as high as they can all rise because no one's going to be trying to tear anybody down. Because no one's going to try to be better than somebody else.
I was laying on the floor in my house with my apartment at that time. I'd given up everything. I did renunciation a bunch of times. It was just me and my younger son and my husband. And I was reading The Course in Miracles, and I went, oh, my God. And he said, what? I said, the ego is the separation. That's the sun. There is no sun. There is the sun. As soon as I'm identified as a separate state of God, I'm the ego. And who are we all? We're all ego. So, I mean, it's not good or bad. It's just that we got to remember that the ego is just a state of separation. And all we got to do is go back. Anyway, this is what I found. It's chapter 2, the separation and the atonement is what this paragraph, this section is called. And the subsection is the function of the miracle worker. And it's just basically healing is an ability that develops after the separation, before which it was unnecessary. Like all aspects of the belief in space and time, it is temporary. However, as long as time persists, healing is needed as a means of protection. This is because healing rests on charity, and charity is a way of perceiving the perfection of another, even if you cannot perceive. It in yourself, most of the lofty concepts of which you are capable now are time dependent. And, you know, my girlfriend Linda reads this book and she wants to throw up. She says, I read one line, I want to throw it against the room. For me, it's like a comic book.
What?
Anyway, charity, it's like a comic book. Charity is really a weaker reflection of a much more powerful love encompassment that is far beyond any form of charity you can conceive of as yet. Charity is essential to right-mindedness in the limited sense in which it can now be attained. And now my commentary, which is what I wanted to get to, is once again the Course had this very own clarification of terms. And here, charity is the same as compassion in A Course in Miracles terms. To see one as perfect is charity or compassion, not to see less than nor to pay homage to sickness. I see my brother as God himself, and here is where salvation rests. There can be no need for healing where the at-one-ment rests, for here I am as God is, perfect, whole, and complete. And right-mindedness is my place of refuge to where I see with the eyes of God. So basically, I see everything in my world as I feel I am. So if I see myself as feeling weak or ego-based or whatever, fear-based, I am going to be terrified. I'm going to see sickness. I'm going to see conflict. I'm going to see whatever because my world is my mirror. So if I see the true vision, which is why I took my glasses off 3 months ago, I don't see with my visual eyes the way I used to. I'm seeing now with the higher realms eyes, and I'm seeing this beautiful angel that's in front of me that might be not the same angel to somebody else as perfected. I'm seeing God in that person. You're seeing God in that rock. Why? Because you are in right-mindedness. You know that it's all about God. And that's why you create the way you do, and that's why I love speaking to you, because I know you got it.
You know, it's funny, right before you said that, just a second, not that I believe in time, I'm sorry I used the term, but in this moment, as usual, the same moment we were in last time. I'm sorry, I used the word time again, but in this moment, I was just looking at these rocks that are around me. I'm actually outside, sitting underneath a beautiful starry night with some clouds here and there, in beautiful shades of blue, crickets chirping around me, but no bugs because there's a pool screen around me, which is wonderful. And I'm looking at the stones that are all surrounding this beautiful, perfectly still pool right in front of me, which has just enough reflection of the home I'm working in to give it a nice sense of being water, but it's so still that it actually appears that it might also be glass or possibly some type of very nice dark marble. Anyways, so I'm looking at the stones, right? And my thought, right before you said that, my thought was, wow, every one of these stones is made out of pure 24-karat gold, you know, like they're all just shining as beautiful. And I was literally thinking that, and then right when I was thinking that, that's when you said the thing to me about the rock. It's so cool.
And that's what happens all the time. So synchronicity is not about, you know, oh, some haphazard coincidence. It's about your mind revealing itself to itself. And so when mm-hmm. I get that, all I want to see is synchronicity. All I want to see is me say hi and you say hello. Hello, hello. Wherever I go, I want to be the progenitor to experience form realized. I want to see myself. What?
You and I sure do have that, you know. I mean, I'm sure we could have this with many other people and other manifestations, but I'm just saying, since we've started speaking, I mean, I specifically noticed that to such a degree between the two of us in general, you know. It's really nice to be able to speak with you. I wish other people would call in so we could share this with them, you know. We need to share this with more people.
Well, everybody tells me, you know, and a friend of mine, Daniel, who's another artist, who's a brilliant artist, he says to me, I listened to your show last week, Ananda, but you know what? I can only stay half an hour because I don't get you. And I say, I understand, Daniel. I'm very abstract. He says, I don't mean that. I just don't know. I don't know how to speak to you. Anyway, we do have somebody on the line, so let me see if they want to talk. I'm going to open up the line.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
It's Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, and where are you calling from, Joe?
New York.
Wow, that's cool. What part?
Staten Island.
Very nice. And are you calling for any reason in particular? Do you have a question, a comment?
I do have a question. I want to make a candle for Archangel Metatron, and I don't know how to go about it.
Well, I don't live in that realm. I don't believe that. I don't know how to do that. Maybe, Jordan, do you have any ideas for Joe on how to do a beautiful candle for the Archangel Metatron?
That is probably one of the most abstract concepts I've actually been asked, but I think there's probably a lot of value in the process. I think that you have to simply analyze exactly what the message is that you're trying to get to
mm-hmm.
the Archangel. You know what I mean? You have to actually consider the message, because, I mean, that's the purpose of it, right? You're trying to communicate?
Right.
So what is it that you're trying to communicate?
I'm trying to communicate to help me get through my healing process and help me be balanced again.
Help you with what?
Help with being balanced again.
Let me just tell you something,
Joe, before you go on. Can you just let me just, for 1 minute, I'm going to just close the lines because I'm really getting really strong guidance with this, but just give me 1 second. I'm going to close the lines because I want to be able to, for both of you. Okay. Okay, so what happens is, for me, one of the men on this list that I'm on is the 333 list, which is a very special number to me. There's only a few of us on it, and I didn't know he was watching me, but about 5 months ago, Joy Day and I and a few other people were talking about North Korea and what was going on, and I told him I was going to just send them love, and this guy wrote me back this week, and I didn't even know he talks. I mean, he never really communicates. He said, "Ananda, I think you really helped heal North Korea." So I know, Joe, that there's nothing outside of me that can help me. Now, I can believe with all my heart that there's a Metatron or a St. Jude or a man out there or a woman out there that has more than I have. But within you is the key to the kingdom of heaven. Within you is the potential to heal anything, to become balanced. And your imbalance right now is insecurity. You're very insecure. So I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to open the line. I want you to talk a little bit about what's going on in your life, okay?
Have problems with, yes.
Go ahead, honey. What's going on?
No, I'm having problems with grounding. I'm having problems re-energizing myself and being balanced again.
All right, so where's it coming from? Why do you think this is happening to you right now?
I think I was at a crossroad by the last relationship that I was in.
All right. So do you think you need the other to be balanced?
Yes. I think I need the archangels to help me bring back to my balance.
Okay, but you really do think you need another. Jordy, I really feel you got an answer for Joe right now. Can you share what comes through you?
Oh, here I am. I'm back now. I didn't hear anybody for a few minutes there.
I must have had you go. What he's saying is that he, since the last relationship, he's at a crossroads, I'm sorry, and he feels mm-hmm. like he really does need Metatron or an angel to help him, but it was mm-hmm. the relationship that caused him imbalance. So could you maybe elaborate through you what's coming through? Because I feel like you know what he needs to hear.
Okay, I mean, I missed the part about the relationship. So, Joe, you're saying that it's the relationship that drained you, right? It sucked all the energy out of you. And you're looking for that energy. And you found that in your Archangel Megatron, right?
Yes.
All right.
I
want
to do a devotion to him.
Okay. Well, then, here's the good news. The Archangel found you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You already are in the communication state with it. So that's another reflection of your point of existence in our eternal moment. You know what I mean? This is
mm-hmm.
this is another reflection of you. And it's a real thing. Don't confuse it for, it's not a fabrication of your mind. I mean, this is a real thing that is just as real to you as anyone's reality is to them.
Right.
The point is, it's part of you. Therefore, you can really do no wrong when it comes to your communications with this extension of yourself that the universe has brought to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's a beautiful thing to know.
it's really the same as realizing, you know, that for a lot of us, you know, we just naturally feel the love of the universal God that we all
right.
feel a connection with, and that's an absolutely unconditional love. We only need to receive it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We only need to receive it. And the best way to receive love and to receive communication that's there is to simply open yourself up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's as simple as, for me, I mean, when I had relationships that were an issue in my life, I mean, because it happens to us when we go through life, we tend to hang on to the negative things, and we sort of need, you know, external forces that we perceive around us, such as your archangel. We need those forces to help to give us the strength.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is, if I'm building a candle, you're building a candle?
Yeah, I have a 7-day candle. I'm going to dress it, and I'm going to add his image to it, but I wanted to get some more advice of how to infuse the energy of him into the candle.
Well, what I would believe, I mean, and this is more personal for you, but what I would believe is that the thing that helps us to heal, of course, you know, is forgiveness, right? Forgiveness of others, forgiveness of ourselves. That is essentially the same thing as you going to the people that hurt you the most and giving them a really good hug. And
mm-hmm.
really, you know, brushing their hair back out of their eyes and letting them cry. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
the hurt that they caused you hurts them. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
they're in pain too. So you're trying to forgive them, and you're trying to forgive yourself for feeling hurt and putting yourself into that situation. So what I would do is make that candle as much about the relationship that hurt you as you possibly can. You know, use colors that are reflective of the, you're talking about an individual.
Yeah.
You know, use colors that they would have liked. You know, make it a candle that they would have liked. Make it about the good parts of that person. That, you know, there were good times, I'm sure, right? There were good times.
That one day was a good
okay.
time.
Okay. You know what? That one day is a good time in your life. Not
mm-hmm.
in their life, in your life. That was your good time. And they were there celebrating your good time with you. That just makes them one of the things that made that day in your life good.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do the same thing. I mean, I actually got out pictures of the people that I had been with, you know, that for like most of my 20s, you know, they had been people that, you know, I held on to the pain. I did, you know, I was thinking,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's horrible that these people wasted my life. And, oh, the time that I put into sharing with them and how it was so bad for me, you know, it was nonsense because, you know what, I found all these pictures of them smiling, of me smiling with them, and, you know, I put all those pictures up in my bathroom on the wall, and every day I forced myself to remember that those were my good times, and this was years after, I mean, this was a long time after, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you that by remembering that I've had a lot of good times in my life, that's what got me through forgiving them and forgiving myself for feeling like I'd wasted my time when in reality I hadn't done anything like that. It was just good times, and, you know, we don't have a continuous situation with anything or anybody. All things go through a process. It's all just the process of life, of constant change. That's what life is. It's constant
mm-hmm.
change. If we lose the constant change, we no longer have life itself. You know, that's death. So we have
you know
to
what? I like
changes.
That's beautiful. Everything you're sharing is absolutely beautiful. I had a moment, which I want to share with two of you, if you wouldn't mind.
I had
a moment with my second husband, who I left after years of not getting really, I felt betrayed a lot by him. And, you know, I did my part, but I did the 19 years, I forced myself through the 19 years, and then finally I said, I got to go. Anyway, we left in peace, but recently, about a month ago, it was the worst day of my life, I feel. It was a lot of remorse, a lot of regret, a lot of self, you know, pain inflicted, you know, forgive me, I can't forgive me, whatever. And I was, like, really about to just die. I wanted to die. And my son heard about it. He came up with his father, and I didn't know, but I was sitting in my office, and shortly after, there's a tap on the door, and my ex-husband walks in, and I'm sitting here in a lotus position in my little robe. And he just walks over behind me, and he starts embracing me. And he says, you know that you're loved. And he kept on hugging me and holding me. And he's married, you know, he's happily married. And I said, why are you doing this? He said, because I love you. And I'll always love you. Everybody loves you. You know how much you're loved. And this went on for 20 minutes, the healing. And I said, I turned to him. I looked in his eyes. I said, I'm so sorry. And he said, I know. I know you're sorry. So am I. But the point is because I stay so in desire to love myself that I stay in the forgiveness mode, like Jordan is talking about. I forgive myself moment to moment every day because ultimately, honey, no matter who you're in a relationship with and how it ends, we always blame ourselves. We can attack and yell, but we always blame ourselves. And the reality is we kill ourselves emotionally. So in alignment, what I've come to realize, Joe, does it work for you, what he's saying? Can you really get into the taste of what it was like to be with this person and to celebrate it through your candle?
I'm shocked. I didn't think it'd be that way, but I can understand because you need to forgive yourself. I got that. And then it was flashback to when I was learning Reiki, and one of the things that I had to spend weeks on doing is writing forgiveness letters to yourself.
You know, when I was doing A Course in Miracles, I was teaching it for 20 years now, but I stopped for a little bit physically. I don't do it, you know, in my neighborhood or travel with it. And I used to tell people that in the 12 steps, they say do it, you know, the letter of forgiveness. The five step is that you do a silent inventory. And I used to tell people as often as you can do that inventory. Forgive everyone as often as you can. Write it down. I tell you, it feels like when I was a kid, I went to communion and I did my, when you used to go to the confessional booth.
Confession,
people would
knock
that. For me, it was heaven on earth because I felt such clearance and clarity after I got out of that. I felt like I just won the lottery when I was a little kid, you know. So for me, it's the release, like Jordan says, it's the forgiveness, it's to forgive in every moment, every little opinion that I may have of another. So that inventory is mandatory. I mean, I believe for my salvation that it's mandatory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Joe,
anyway,
the
I
other
did find
thing,
onto your Facebook. I'm sorry,
very
you had this Facebook. Is that your Facebook?
Yes,
oh,
it
I'm
is
glad.
My Facebook.
Yeah, I liked it, so we'll communicate again. Anyway, Jordan, do you want to talk more to Joe?
I just wanted to add to the conversation just a bit, just because I know this sounds like this was a new thought process, a new direction to take thoughts.
Definitely.
And I understand that. And it takes a lot of time to, it's like she said, I mean, we're kind of like the polar opposites, Ananda and I, because she can do that every day. I have to constantly remind myself, and it's still a struggle, but my way is a bit more on the, like, aggressive path. I kind of force myself to focus on the love a little bit, and the forgiveness is a little bit less because that's not the part that pops into my head first, but it's always the right way. I mean, she's right. It's just that's the harder thing to do. Loving, on the other hand, is a little bit easier, I think, sometimes if you're trying. You know what I mean? And I was going to say that what always makes it, I mean, and this always will make it easy for you. And if you ever need help doing this, just remember this one little thing, and that is to see the child in the person that you're trying to love. Because we all would see a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old child and love them. We all would. Not one of us would look at a 2-year-old child and judge them and have hatred for them or not forgive them for breaking our favorite glass or for throwing something at us. We would only love them. I mean, hopefully. I mean, I guess there's people that don't have that ability to control their brains, unfortunately. But in general, you know what I'm saying, right? So the point being, we're all children when we're not in the God state of mind, when we're not in the enlightened state of mind. We're all like children. We're as clumsy as children. We're as greedy and selfish as children. And you have to forgive a child. You have to love a child. So just remember that person that you're talking about, Joe, was also a child, and in many ways is still a child. That means they have innocence. That means that they still have facets of who they are that they cannot control because of their ego and because of their greed. You have to forgive them as a child, and you know that requires you to step into the role of a father, you know, and be like a father to children, and love your children, you know. And when we go on our separate ways, it's just another way of looking at the people around us, and we say, why do they do this? Why do they do that? Well, because they were behaving as children. And it's not a bad thing. It's just a human thing. To be human is to be a child. I mean, that's what we are.
You
we're angels born into. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a poem that I wrote years ago, and it is about being a child, and it's about what if I was your 3-year-old child, and I'll send that to you, Joe. But I am so impressed that she's sharing that, Jordae, because Jordae doesn't have kids. Usually that comes from a paternal or maternal energy, because for me, that's how I stayed with the 3 relationships. I kept on seeing my men as children, and I saw the suffering in their childhood, and I wanted to make it right for them. You know, so thank you for sharing that, Jordae. That is absolutely beautiful, coming from a man that doesn't have children. So, I mean, I see your heart is really about love. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I learned it from my creation process.
That's awesome.
Thanks for sharing your story with us too, Joe.
Thank you.
Do you feel better, Joe, a little bit better?
I actually feel the release, and I'm starting to feel my Reiki energy start to build up again. And, you know, I just realized that on my Facebook page, the angel that's on my cover, that's Archangel Metatron.
I know. I said, as soon as I saw it, I said, I wonder if he knows that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I subconsciously, I didn't realize I did that.
I knew it. I knew it. I said, he's going to be so thrilled when he sees it. So you already, Jordae said, you already made the cut. And you did.
I love it.
What a beautiful, and the candles are there too. Oh, my God. This is your creation. It came through you. This page is for you to share with everyone, Joe.
Yeah, I'm trying. I make candles for people. I do Reiki healing. I do cleansing for people. Which is really cool.
I see this. It's beautiful. I'm going to share this with everybody. But just know that this is your mission right now. Stay on mission. Stay in love. Stay in the light, because that's who you are, love. You know.
Yeah.
And Jordae, thank you again for sharing, because you really blew me away. And Joe, thank you again for sharing your story. I mean, hang in with us. Who knows what's going to come up next?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm getting the cold chill, actually.
We have another caller. Let's see who it is. Hold on one second.
All right.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Who's calling?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sheila.
I'm pretty good.
Wonderful.
You sound good. What's going on?
I don't know. Thank you for the compliment. I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to share or if I can ask a question. I don't know. I'm just calling.
Whatever you'd like. Whatever you want, honey.
So I can, you know, ask a, like a insight, get an insight on
specific
topic? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have an interesting story. There is a young man that I used to date about 2 years ago, and I see him occasionally off and on, and I've always had feelings, you know, never lost the feelings for him. I just didn't want to be that serious with him when we were dating, and he's always on my mind. Well, recently I went on my social network and, you know, I hadn't seen him since the holidays, Christmas time. And so I found out that he had a death of a child. And so I kind of just, I don't have his number anymore because I have a new phone, but I had sent him a message or whatever saying, you know, if he needed me to call me. And, you know, I'm just wondering what you get from, you know, what's going on with, like, I still really care about this person in a romantic way, too. And, you know, back when we were dating, I had, you know, I had called a show and I had a lady to tell me this was my soulmate, my whatever, whatever. So I'm just wondering what you get from, you know, out of hearing the story. And I'm concerned at first about his emotions. And then also, you know, what can I do to, you know, get a little closer to a person that's going through something like that? Because I really still care about him.
All right, that's beautiful. And thank you for sharing. And thank you for being brave enough to share all this. See, for me, I don't come from a psychic space. Not that I don't have the ability to see, but I feel that it's just one possibility, and I don't like to limit us. Within you is the key to everything, every answer you've ever wanted. And what I'm feeling in you is trepidation. I'm feeling in you fear of really being the initiator and moving towards what you want. Now, it's not about him. It's about you. So what about you do you feel is holding you back right now, personally?
Rejection.
No direction, did you say, honey?
No, what most people fear, rejection. Rejection.
Oh, your fear of rejection. Okay, so what about rejection? What would that look like to you? If it happened, what would it look like?
If I called him and he said, hey, you know what, I really... Or, you know, if I try to reach out more, you know, for him to not respond, that's worse than...
All right. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you for a second. When you hear that, where do you feel it in your body?
In my stomach.
All right. That's where all your memories lie. So something in you is about afraid of being rejected, because you have been rejected from the time you were a little girl. So the reality is all you have to do is start loving yourself more. This is not about reaching out to another. This is about you accepting the love that you are already. And that is who you are. You're an angel. I mean, I feel you. You're full of love. And it's not about giving your love away. It's about receiving your love. And that means you need to know who you are. And you need to let go of the opinions that you were taught about yourself. You need, and again, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me out loud, if you don't mind. So if I'm pointing at you, I'm talking to myself. So please, just listen to me, talk to me. And I'm telling me through you that I have to love myself so much that when I meet this man, he can't help but adore me because he knows who I am, because I know who I am. And, you know, that's what this path's about. That's what this show is about. The Love Channel is for me to teach aspects of myself who might be a little bit unsure about the fact that they are lovable, that they have within us, within them, everything they've ever dreamed of, but all they have to do is remember. Jordan, you want to add to that?
No, I mean, Ananda's completely right. Actually, I'm actually sitting here, and to be honest, like, it's funny. You know, was your name Sheila?
Yes.
Okay, Sheila, yeah. Just like Joe, you know, you're part of us, okay? Like, we're all in the same existence here together. And it's interesting because, like, I noticed the same thing with Joe. Here you are calling in. I'm actually, like, physically experiencing some of the same feelings that you're talking about just from you sharing your moment with us. And it's fascinating to me. And then to hear what Ananda just said, she's 100% right. It really is only because you think, you know, if something is holding you back, from seeing yourself as the coolest chick around, you know? Like, you have something that's making you think that this guy is not going to be thrilled that you're even taking the time to share your moment with him and say, hey, how you doing? And you know what? The reality is you've got to be a pretty awesome, wonderful woman. I mean, you're here talking to us, and I'm getting that from just listening to your voice. It makes me humble. I feel like, wow, look at you calling us, and I'm humbled by you. I'm not even able to even feel that I have the same courage that you even have. And that's amazing. You're a very strong woman, you know. And maybe you're afraid that you're going to overpower him, you know. Maybe you're afraid that you're so strong and he's feeling very weak because he's lost his child. I mean, that sounds like a very weak state of living, to lose a part of your physical life like that. And I can certainly imagine he needs a lot of time to find all the parts of him again and recollect himself. And that's the only thing that I could add, is that if you can find a way to give him that time by just being there, and that's the message you need to just basically share with him, is, you know, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, you know, we're still connected, we're soulmates, we've got that life connection, and just to let you know, it's still there. It's there whether or not you've got somebody else there. If you need me as a friend, it's there. You know, you don't have to be all about the fact that you've still got the romantic interest, because I know that's the hard part to not be about sometimes, but if you can let that just be there, then everything else can always be there without any issue. You know, you just can't make it about the romantic part necessarily, you know. But you're a very strong woman, and I think you're just feeling that he's very weak, and that your strength might overpower him. That's all.
I tell you, that's so beautiful, wow. Jordan. I want to add something to that thing.
I'm sorry to cut you guys off, but my jaw was literally dropped, because everything that you guys are saying is, you know, 100% right. It's like you're talking straight to my soul. That's who I am. And I'm so afraid to tell him this. I don't know why. Like, I'm so afraid to tell him how I actually feel right now, because I think that, you know, I think that what he's going through is more, you know, difficult than what I'm going through. So, and also,
I think
when somebody's at that point, you know, they may not, I don't know, they may not be listening, or they may not be able to accept it right now because he's lost.
Well, that's what Jordan said. But that's what Jordan said, and that's what he said was perfect. Just drop him a line and say what he said, because that was the most beautiful thing that anybody can tell anybody. I'm here for you. I care about you. You mean the world to me, and you need to go through what you're going through, but don't forget I'm here if you need me. And in the process then, now you become stronger and more beautiful, and you keep giving yourself the love that you'd like to give this man right now. That's what I do. Every day I dress for my man. Every day I dress for the man of my dreams. I'm telling you, all day long I feel beautiful because I feel loved by him. So that's what you got to do now, baby. This guy is giving you the time to feel beautiful about yourself as well, on whatever level. Mm-hmm. So can you do that? You think you can do that? Can you drop him the line like Jordan just said?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
you
should
definitely
go for it.
Yeah, you'll feel so much better just knowing that you've communicated the fact that you're willing to share your strength with him. And that's what you're going to communicate, is that you're there with your strength. You're giving it to him. Here's a little extra strength for you. Here's some of my energy going your way. Here's my soul reaching out to your soul, you know, reestablishing that connection that's already there. He's already going to feel it too. I mean, you don't think he's going to be all of a sudden like, oh, what's this? I don't feel any connection. Yeah, I mean,
he's already feeling it.
Right. He's feeling it right now. I mean, he's feeling it right now. There's no question. I'm feeling it, so he's definitely feeling it.
I don't understand. This is the part I don't understand. If he is, then why won't he say, like, I don't know why I always expect for people to make the first move. I don't know.
Because you're crazy, baby. You got to do it. You got to stay in your own I love me mode for a while. I love me. I respect me. I care for me. And show it. Model it. Become the model. I always say become the love I desire to be. I become it. I wouldn't want to be with me if I'm insecure. I wouldn't want to be with me if I'm naggy. I wouldn't want to be with me if I'm not beautiful. So I make the best of me for me.
Just let yourself glow. Just let yourself glow, Sheila. Just believe us. The more that you glow, the more you let your love grow, the more that you put it out there and you share it and you make it available for the special, you know, beings and creatures that we connect with individually, but that we're all part of as a whole, the more that you share it, the more you're going to feel it back by default. And, I mean, it sounds like that's what you're talking about, is you haven't quite experienced that, getting it back yet, you know, the karma thing, the good karma. I mean, that's what we're really talking about here. I mean, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, in this particular case, you cannot have an expectation. To have an expectation is just your ego. That's just greed in a way. You know, you're thinking about what are you going to get back. And you're not even trying to think about it, but your ego is like forcing you to have that element in what you're saying. That's what, you know, I'm hearing, you know what I mean? So just realize you're talking about love. You're talking about L-O-V-E, love. you know, and that's the best message that you're going to be able to share with anybody. Because reminding people that love is there, and reminding people that they do not have to give you anything back, that is the best kind of love. I mean, just wait. You know, I'm not even, like, don't have an expectation, but believe me when I say you can 100%, I mean 100% count on getting back positive love as a result at some point in this moment. Because you got to realize it's not about time, it's not about days, and it's not about hours. That's nonsense. It's not about that. It's about love in a moment. You, once you put it out there and you don't have an expectation, you put your love into that moment. Guess what happens to that love? It grows. That loving message you can send him is going to sit there. If you let it be, it's going to grow. Don't try to overwater it, you know what I mean? Don't be like trying to make that turn into some other message. It's not about anything but love. You have love for him. Let him know you have love for him. Let him know that it's caring. And let him know that, you know, like as if he was a little child, think about him like a child, that you would talk to a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old. Just be like, look, honey, it's okay, sweetie pie. I love you. I'm here for you. You know, I know you can't help how you feel. I know you got all those crazy emotions inside. I just want to give you a hug. I want to pat your head, you know. I just want to hold you. Let me give you something nice to drink. I love you. I love you, sweetheart. You know, I just want to make sure you know that you're loved, because you are loved, you know. And I know it hurts, and it hurts because, you know, your mind wants to think that this life is so specifically supposed to be a certain way. But the reality is that we're just living life. We're living it. It's in a moment. It's not about time. That child you lost, I mean, it feels tragic to our physical brain, to our life, to live on this earth, to think that we have a loss of a child, because it's so special and it's so sacred. But you know something? That's still a life. That child had a life, right? I mean, there was a life in that child. That life got to experience life itself. That's beautiful, you know? And it's not about the time. If people live 85 years, and they don't get any more of an experience of life than people that live for 5 hours sometimes. It just depends on the realization that they have. It's the realization that they have, you know?
Well, you know, Angel, we have this on archives. You can listen to it again. If you, you know, you can choose it all. We do have another caller. And please feel free to write me or Jordan if you'd like. My email is anandraoflove@aol.com. But, you know, continue listening to the show. We can pick up again a little bit. I want to just get the next call, if you wouldn't mind, hon. And I bless you and saying hi. I love energy, honey. It's going to all work out. It's all going to work out, baby. All right? I'll talk to you shortly.
Thank you.
Let me put you on hold.
Thanks for calling. That was great.
I got to figure it out. Oh, my God. All right,
you having fun over there?
Hello.
Yes,
hello. Hi, who's this?
My name is Alfina.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Are you calling to ask a question?
Yeah, like a psychic question? Or?
Yeah, sure. Feel free.
Okay. My question is, I'm wondering if you give me any insights as to where things are going to go for me and Ryan.
Hey, again, and I have to say this again because I'm not a psychic. I don't play in that realm, even though I see things. I choose not to go into any one direction because I feel that limits you. Because within us is the field of infinite potential. We can tap into any of it. But I feel that you're in fear right now. As soon as you ask that question, it's like you're afraid to hear the answer. Is that true?
No.
You're confident about him?
No, if I was confident, I wouldn't ask, but I am a bit, so.
You are what? Say that again, love.
Confused.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, why are you confused?
Because I'm not sure.
So why are you not sure?
Well, I'm just like reasons I'm not unsure. So that's the reason why. I'm wondering if you guys could pick up any insights on that or not.
Well, see, what I feel is I feel the person, the aspect of me that's out pictured called you. And when you asked me that, immediately I felt that you were frightened. Is there anything right now?
I'm hearing that too.
Yeah, what's making you feel afraid?
Afraid? Like, afraid of what? Like, the answers? Or, like, afraid to ask questions? Or, like...
I think there's a little bit of fear about Brian.
You're just a little, defensive about it.
His name is Ryan, not Brian. There's actually, I know somebody else by the name of Brian too, so.
That's
okay. Brian.
So what about Ryan?
Yeah.
What do you think that there's a little trepidation or there's a little bit of insecurity about you and Ryan? Why do you feel that?
I guess there's
not any reason.
Okay.
You feel secure within yourself to know that that relationship is right for you?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
are you feeling that this is the right relationship for you?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right. So, my
two cents is it sounds to me like you're pretty gung-ho about moving forward, you know? But I'm guessing that when you bring up certain conversations with Ryan, maybe you're not hearing the answers that you might want to hear. Would that be a correct analysis at all?
No.
No, you're not hearing certain things coming out of him?
We have 3 minutes left, so I really want to before you hang up, I want to work through this because I know that you have some kind of insecurity going within you about this relationship, and
no,
maybe it's because you have Brian.
It's not even insecurities; it's confusion. That's what I'm asking you about. That's the reason why I call, because I'm confused.
All right, the confusion
is
that there's a state of insecurity. So what's going on? What are you afraid of?
My God.
When you're confused, but I'm certain of something. I can't be confused. I can't be in fear. That means that it's right for me. But there's something about this telling you might be looking in another direction. You might go the other way. Which way do you really want to go? What feels better for you?
Like, what are you talking about?
I feel like you're indecision, that you're not sure which direction to go into. You're a little confused and insecure about what steps to take.
Ryan probably has attributes, you know, things about Ryan that are maybe not what you were expecting, that you would be drawn to in somebody.
Actually, everything about him is perfect. It's just, like, certain things with our relationship, I'm just, wondering about it because I'm confused. So that's the only reason I called.
Okay.
So what we do here is we open up to what we feel is happening within and the reflection at us, so that everything is about me. I don't believe that there's another person out there doing anything
to
anybody. It's how I feel about myself.
Right.
So how I feel about myself is what I see. So how do you feel about yourself?
Right.
How do you feel about
yourself?
Let's
talk about you.
Are you feeling good?
Right.
I feel really good about myself. So.
Okay. If you feel good about yourself. Right, exactly. No, seriously. I mean, it sounds funny, but really that's the reality. If you're being yourself, if you're able to express yourself, if you're feeling like you're very well-rounded, if you're feeling like you can just say what's on your mind and all that good stuff, then there's no reason for you to have red flags right now. I mean,
It's not red flags. It's, like, confusion. I just wanted confirmation, and that was it. So, like, right now it's just kind of like, I don't know, and you guys are not giving the answer. So.
All right, we have a minute left, so thank you. And you know what? AOL.com. If you want to write me, feel free. I'll be happy to answer your love. And I want to thank you, Joy Day, for coming on with me tonight. You are mind-boggling. I really enjoyed having
you
here, and I always do. And so I want to end with a quick inspiration for our listeners. First of all, I love you, and everybody stay in that loving energy, because as you are is as you see. And Joy Day, what do you want to end with?
Well, anyone's welcome to email me at jordaytheartist@yahoo.com, all one word. I just had a great time, too. It was great having people call in, and I mean, I guess we're not necessarily going to have the right answers for everybody in the exact moment that we're discussing it on this phone call, but honestly, I felt like your last caller, definitely she knew what she was doing. So that's a good thing. You know what I mean? And I had a great time. It was
really
a wonderful conversation.
It was. And again, remember, love is the way. And if you want to be loved, love. I love you all. Have
absolutely
a beautiful week. And we'll talk soon. Same time, same place. I'm going to keep it an hour and a half. I really dig it. Okay, good night, Jordan. I love you.
Good night. Love you, too. Bye.